Chapter 3. Master Jervy.
May 30th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, this campus is gorgeous in May. Everything is in bloom. Everyone is outside enjoying the fine weather. We have examinations soon, but no one is thinking about them. Vacation will be here soon. I'm so happy, too! I am going to work really hard this summer and become a great author. I have some other news for you. I have been spending time with a very nice man. He is a man of superior quality. He is Mr. Jervis Pendleton of the House of Julia. He is her very tall uncle. He was in town on business and decided to visit Julia. But she was in class and asked me to walk around the campus with him. He is not like the other Pendletons at all. He is such a kind man. He is tall and thin with the funniest smile. I felt very comfortable with him. We walked all around the campus and then had tea and muffins and marmalade and ice cream and cake at the College Inn. It was the best time! But then he had to run and catch his train. Julia was angry with me for taking him the whole time. It seems he is an extremely wealthy uncle. And this morning, Julia, Sally, and myself all received surprises. A box of chocolates each. I really don't feel like an orphan anymore. Yours always, Judy. June 9th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, my examinations are finally over. I'm excited about spending 3 months on a farm. Thank you so much for sending me there instead of the orphanage. I've never been on a farm before, but I know I will love Lock Willow. Yours ever, Judy. Saturday night. Dear Daddy Longlegs, I am here at the farm. It is the most wonderful, heavenly place. I really like Mr. and Mrs. Semple. They are the owners of the farm. Tonight we had ham, eggs, biscuits, honey, jelly cake, pie, pickles, cheese, and tea. We all talked so much. It's 8:30 p.m. now. I can't wait to go and explore tomorrow. Good night, Judy. July 12th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, how does your secretary know about Lock Willow? It's very strange because Mr. Jervis Pendleton used to own the farm. What a coincidence! Then he gave the farm to Mrs. Semple, who was once his nurse. She often talks about how sweet Master Jervy used to be. It is my job to collect the eggs. Yesterday I fell off a beam trying to collect the eggs. There are so many chickens, pigs, and turkeys here. There are 5 calves that I have named Sylvia, Sally, Julia, Judy, and Daddy Longlegs. I hope you don't mind. Daddy Longlegs looks like this. I would love to send you some donuts that I have made. Yours always, Judy. September 25th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, I am finally a sophomore. I returned last Friday. I was very sad to leave Lock Willow, but it is good to return to something familiar. Some changes have taken place. I'm rooming with Sally and Julia. We each have our own little rooms and we share a study. This year, Sally is running for class president. I think that she is going to win. I've also started studying chemistry. I still don't know much about it. It's the most unusual subject. I'm learning so much, Daddy, and it's all thanks to you. Your affectionate orphan, Jay Abbott.